This is the opening market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion. Matt, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
Yeah, it looks like we're going to have a little bit of, a little bit of buying, at least on the overnight. That's what we saw. As far as corn's concerned, we're starting out here last day of the week with, 3 to 4 cents. Whereas the bean market's up double digits as we talk. So yesterday the wheat market got worked over just a little bit, but as we speak, depending on which class, we're at least, Minneapolis wheat up 3 or 4, and then, Chicago wheat up a penny. So kind of quiet on that front. But yeah, corn and beans up a little bit here this morning.
And Matt, we've kind of had a pattern this week, haven't we, of everyone just patiently waiting to see what happens in the election next week and just kind of waiting for the dust to settle a little bit, haven't we?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, heck, you look at this corn market, and I'll tell you what, you kind of worked yourself into this wedge. If you look on December corn, we just kind of hanging out here. You've got every moving average other than the 200-day moving average within about 2 to 3 cents, which is not real common. And so typically when that occurs, you're going to see some sort of a breakout to one side or another. Now, obviously, we've got a USDA report next week, too. So we got a lot of stuff that's going to be kind of coming at us here. And I know people say, oh, November report's not that exciting. But I'll tell you what, this year, there's definitely be a lot of moving parts as far as, what's final yield going to look like? We know it's a big crop, but, are they going to continue to kind of inch that thing up a little bit?
That was Matt Bennett with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Wherever you find WorkSmart, you'll find producers saving money. WorkSmart is the innovative line of credit from Farm Credit Services of America. Along with its competitive interest rates and farmer-friendly terms, WorkSmart delivers interest savings, cash back dividends, and cash rewards, too. Add them all up and the savings can be significant. Terms apply. Visit FCSAmerica.com and see how much you can save. Or call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
December corn up 4 even at 414 and 3 quarters. November soybeans up 11 and 3 quarters at 994 and a quarter. December soybean meal up 70 cents at $300.20. December soybean oil up $1.19 at $46.33. On the Merc, December live cattle down 20 cents at $186.10. November feeder cattle up 10 cents at $245.47. December lean hogs up 65 cents at $84.45. December pork cutout unchanged at $94.55. Class 3 milk up 11 cents at $20.23. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.